This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Talk Live. That's right. It is Free Talk Live, and you are free to call in and talk live here on the airwaves. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melody.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. And we do this every night of the week from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern Time. No matter where you are, we are here doing the program. So please call in, talk about whatever is on your mind, and let's jump into a topic that at this point I am pretty well obsessed with. I don't know if you guys are aware that there was another person shot in protests. I think this one was in Denver this week. Yeah, it just keeps happening.
I'm hearing of it.
What's that?
First I'm hearing of it.
Yeah, this was, I guess the person who was shot pepper sprayed a security guard, and the security guard shot him. I'm not entirely sure what's going on there.
Security guards generally only shoot you if you're messing up badly, unlike some other agencies.
I think the security guard, slapped the security guard. So I'm not claiming that, the deadly force is acceptable. I'm not here to go one way or the other on that particular issue. But I will say that violence is escalating towards this election. And there are suggestions that that's just the election will be just the beginning. Depending on what the results are and who's happy and unhappy with the results. I mean,
well, unlike most elections, there's I don't think there's any calling when the election will be over exactly, because there are so many people that are planning on sending in their vote this year that for once we can be pretty much certain that when they finish counting the in-person votes, we won't know who should be or shouldn't be the president.
As I understand it, you're supposed to have the votes in by a certain day for them to count. I mean, it's not like I can wait a year and then send my vote in and suddenly try to get yanked out of office or something.
Actually, as long as it's postmarked before the due date, then it can be found a decade later and theoretically still counts.
I suppose. I mean, I don't know how that, from a practical standpoint, how they're going to make that work. But again, there's this whole mail-in voting because of COVID thing, and what's that going to look like? On one hand,
good question. It's really important to know that they have done extensive work to graph out what demographics are in what areas. So we don't trust I don't trust sending a dollar through the mail. Like an actual physical dollar. You've got to put it in a money order if you want to send it through the mail. And yet these votes, presumably have some value to some people.
And when you send cash, you don't write on the outside of the envelope, this contains X dollars in cash, whereas a mail-in ballot is marked as a mail-in ballot.
Right. It's very clear what it is. It doesn't have, so if somebody wanted to steal it for whatever reason, say your postman worked a neighborhood where he knew the majority of people were Democrats and he's a Republican, or vice versa, you fill in, I don't particularly care. I'm not presuming that one side is more moral than the other. And I do presume that people think the stakes are quite high.
Mm-hmm.
And
although I feel like there's one party who is much, much more likely to mail in votes, general,
absolutely.
And especially in this election, and maybe this is just their setup to say that they actually won when they lose.
Well, I would say that, so the Democrats want more people to vote, which has always been their shtick.
And they want it to be as easy as possible. If you can't make it to the polling place, you don't need to vote.
Right. I mean, I don't know what else to say, but if you just don't have the time and the energy to make it to a location and you can't put together the skill set to get a government ID, I don't care, honestly. I mean, I've missed votes because I hadn't registered in time and done a variety of things, and I'm fine with that. And I'm okay with the fact that I missed it, and, you know, it's the...
If you'd had your stuff together, you would have gotten that vote.
Right.
And you didn't, so you didn't.
Yeah, I didn't, so I didn't. And I voted absentee this go-around, and I got to see what it was like at my household when we were voting absentee. And everybody's watching what everybody else is doing, and I know that one person who was involved changed the vote that they would have made because they were being watched and things were being said.
It's also true that the person who sits around unemployed at home all day, probably the Democrat, has access to everyone's ballots if it's going to come in the mail before they do. So
I just think about this, like the college, you know, like what they called a college house when I was in college, you know, where it wasn't a fraternity, it wasn't a dormitory, it was simply a house where college students lived for a long time. If for whatever reason the town, the municipality, determined that you lived at this house, there's no reason. I know for a fact right now that I am registered to vote in two locations. Now, it's because the one location hasn't ceased to have me as a registrant. It's not my fault. I didn't do anything. They just didn't do it. They were in a system of transition, town clerk left and all that stuff, and it didn't get done. And I have no idea how long I'll be on their voter rolls. I'm not going to go there and vote, so there's no criminality that's involved, but I know that I'm on. So what if they send out a ballot to my previous address? What if that previous address had a whole bunch of people living at it? What if somebody lives there now who's like, oh, look at all these ballots from these people who don't live here any longer. I shall fill them out.
Yeah, I've got a post office box, and I am just wondering if I'm going to end up with a bunch of mail-in ballots that I didn't ask for.
And I just got a thing today that said, you are the victim of mail theft. And they said that I got some mail stolen. That doesn't make me feel real good about my ballot. Whereas I'm much more comfortable with the idea that when I walk in and vote and I drop it in the little wooden box, that it's getting counted. In fact, I've stood there and watched that whole process from beginning to end one day. Just stood in the room, watched people voting, chit-chatted with people, kept my eye on the box, and... This was during the Ron Paul campaign when I actually cared.
I've stayed around for the results a couple of times, and you watch them start to finish, and they seem to do it properly.
Right. But it's the stuff that's unaccounted for, these mail-in ballots. These things disturb me. Anyway, all of this stuff's a foundation, right? Like, I have no faith in the American voting system right now, or little faith. And at some point, people are going to, when they get this kind of feeling, they may very well slip into this mindset of civil war like USA Today is talking about here. I have an article. It says the country's lost its mind. Polls warning of civil war. Violence shows deep partisan chasm over election. And I don't think it's going to be over at the election. So if the Democrats lose or win, or the Republicans lose or win, you're going to already we can see people are unhappy. Right. If the Democrats win or lose, even if it was legitimate win or loss, there's going to be people who are angry enough at the Trump supporters and white supremacy and God knows what else.
And it's hard enough to figure out whether it's a legitimate win or loss.
Right. And then with the Trump presidency, it's going to be even more difficult because he's already laid the foundations for muddying the waters as far as, hey, these mail-in ballots are legitimate, and I don't know if I'm going to get out of office and concede. I'm sure he'd concede if he felt that the election was legitimately lost, but people aren't very good at determining what a legitimate loss is. I mean, if human history is any indication, we are bad at determining what a legitimate loss is. And, you know, I mean, you can talk to people right now about how they feel about the 2000 election 20 years ago, and passions will run high. I suspect they will run higher after this election, and what does that mean?
Well, and it was finally the candidates involved that called off that one, and that is not going to happen this year.
Right. Al Gore conceded.
Right.
Joe Biden has been told by Hillary Clinton not to.
And we all know Trump's not going to concede if he doesn't think that
he's never conceded a thing in his life. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Economist claims that value of US dollar will descend by 35% in the next year, and the dollar is the most overrated major currency in the world today. US Federal Reserve is actively working on turning the US dollar into a digital currency. Bitcoin set a new record for time above $10,000 in value. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now, with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you receive the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then, install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
Free Talk Live is aired on nearly 200 radio stations throughout the week, and we've been doing this for almost 18 years. You can call in any evening from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern to talk about whatever's on your mind. Sure, you can waste your time on Facebook and reach dozens of surly posters, or you can call in with your issue and reach 3 surly hosts. Oh, and nearly 500,000 weekly listeners. The number is 1-855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number, 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. Krill, before we get into this article here from the USA Today about the country losing its mind and the possibility of civil war, I want to tell you about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com is, it's a website about the phenomenon that is Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. These things are actual huge leaps forward in technology towards peace. You cannot talk about war and division without talking about monetary policy, because monetary policy has been manipulated in such a way to advance war and division for centuries.
You can't afford a war without fiat currency, and that's been the case since at least World War I, probably since the American Civil War.
Wars have gotten more expensive. They certainly fought wars prior to fiat currency.
Nothing compared to the ones afterward.
But one thing that we could say is that, well, let's see, you kind of needed a king in order to go extract, specie, actual money of value from the peasantry. They didn't have it, but they did have grain and these sorts of things, bought and sold and a variety of stuff in order to finance wars. Anyway, I think it's fair to say that cryptocurrency advances peace, freedom, and personal responsibility. Bitcoin.com is a website all about this particular aspect of cryptocurrency. And I recommend you go there, find out about Bitcoin, check out their Getting Started section. If you're a longtime crypto user, check out the news.bitcoin.com. News.bitcoin.com will tell you all the latest news. And, the headlines are great. It's useful. You can get on their RSS feed and get delivered the headlines. So it's bitcoin.com. Cannot recommend it enough.
And it's good to have a site to send someone to where they're, hey, I'd like to learn about this.
Right. They can buy, they can sell, they can mine, they can do whatever you want to do that has to do with cryptocurrency right there at bitcoin.com. The country's lost its mind. Polls warning of civil war, violence, deep partisan chasms over election. Washington, Ledyard King writing. Washington, Bill Fry, 61, is a supporter of President Donald Trump in rural Ohio, who doesn't share much in common politically with Matt Edelman, 29, a Joe Biden backer in Brooklyn, New York. Except this. They both worry about the legitimacy of the upcoming presidential election and fear an outcome that appears tainted could heighten the nation's already frayed psyche and exacerbate violence in the streets. So I guess what we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, is first ask yourself the question is violence going on in the streets? Because I think that is pretty clear.
And is an escalated amount of violence going on in the streets? Because in some places, there's always a sustained amount of violence going on in the streets. It's easy to forget that in Keene or even Manchester.
There's always violence in the street, but it's not always about who's going to be elected.
Yeah, they usually just want
stuff. Yeah, it's usually just straight up robbery or something like that. Maybe there's a political component or an issue.
Usually politically simple.
Yeah, to some extent. So now we do have violence going on the street. It is politically motivated. And what happens if more of it occurs? Is this sort of one of those kind of curves where it, shoots upward into something bad? I don't know, but I've been concerned about it for some time. They're not alone.
Interesting, because it kind of indicates that people had a whole lot of faith in federal elections in the first place to be able to lose it.
I think that people are I think it's Trump, honestly. People aren't excited about Joe Biden. He sucks. He's sucked for a long time. Democrats don't like him. But they really hate Donald Trump, and they would take just about anything over him. And the people who love Donald Trump love him. They're really excited about him. I mean, if you can get just about every American to come up with some kind of opinion on Donald Trump, no matter what that opinion is. And thus, there you have a powder keg. Nobody's going to shoot anybody over Mitt Romney. Nobody's going to shoot anybody over John McCain. But over Donald Trump, they might just, is what it seems. Because Donald Trump has been painted as both the greatest of saviors and the most evilest of oppressors. Even Barack Obama, who was heralded as a savior, no doubt. Interesting title for a man who was responsible for the shelling of a hospital and killed, whose nickname was Drone Bomber, having fired more cruise missiles than all other Peace Prize winners combined. But
there's some selection bias in there, but well, the point stands.
What, that the cruise missiles?
Well, because most Peace Prize, I mean, maybe that's not been true for the past couple of years, but I imagine that most Peace Prize winners, maybe I'm just really wrong in thinking that most Peace Prize winners have something to do with peace
and aren't
politicians.
They used to have a long-standing policy of not awarding the Nobel Peace Prize to anyone who is leading a military at war at the time.
Makes sense.
Yeah, well, at the time he was, I don't know that he was even in office.
Wars or however many it was.
Yeah, I'm not sure he was even in office when he got the Peace Prize. The Peace Prize was sort of, hey, you look more peaceful than George Bush. Here you go, is what it seemed like to me. Anyway, very few people really considered Barack Obama to be an evil person, a bad person. It just wasn't going that direction. Some people thought that he was born in Kenya, which I suppose is possible. It doesn't seem likely.
Muslim.
What's that?
Or a secret Muslim.
A secret Muslim. A gay man hiding behind, his beard of a wife. Whatever they thought. None of these things were bad enough to sort of pick up arms over.
Well,
but not literally Hitler.
Not literally Hitler. Particularly relevant to his job, regardless of what you think his job should be.
Right. Anyway, they're not alone, those being the people that are worried about violence, like me. A new poll shows a large swath of Americans harbor deep reservations about the election results weeks before Election Day and are concerned about what actions people might resort to as a consequence. The YouGov poll of nearly 2,000 registered voters, and that's what we would call good enough as far as taking people, found that nearly half disagree with the idea that the election is likely to be fair and honest. So 47% of Americans, according to this YouGov poll, which is what they call it.
That's a really broad question, though. That can mean many things. Well,
correct me if I'm wrong, but is there anything that the government does that is less trusted than the mail? I mean, it's in the mail is a figure of speech for I'll get it to you eventually.
I hope it gets there.
It may get there. I mean, and they took, like, the most important thing that people trust, and they put it inside the thing that they trust the least.
Well, what's the thing they trust the most? The ballot?
It's the most important thing that they trust.
Important thing. So, I would say that Americans, I met a lot of people that didn't trust voting beforehand.
Sure.
And I think that with all the stuff that's been floated surrounding this COVID thing, they trust it less now. I mean, you can go and you can vote at the polls, but somewhere, somebody's filling out a ballot for somebody who's mentally incapacitated, and they're going to send it in and cancel out your vote. 855-450-3733. It's 855-453. Free Talk Live.
Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at forkfest.party.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
White House doctors say President Trump is no longer at risk of spreading the coronavirus. In a memo, White House physician Dr. Sean Conley said the president's symptoms have all improved. He'd been fever-free for over 24 hours, and there's no longer evidence of an actively replicating virus, though the White House has not said if the president has tested negative for the virus. With the new report on his health, the president will hit the campaign trail tomorrow. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the details.
President Trump will host a rally in Central Florida in Sanford at 7 p.m. their time, his first campaign stop since his COVID diagnosis on October 1st. He's promised to make up for lost ground since the virus had him down for over a week. His first event since being released from the hospital was Saturday at the White House, a peaceful protest and a meeting to discuss law and order. For USA Radio News, I'm Val Dior.
This is USA Radio News. In the era of COVID, more and more employers are telling their employees they can work remotely. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has more on one tech giant that's expanding its remote working policies.
Microsoft said on Friday it would allow most of its employees to clock in up to half their weekly working hours remotely, providing greater flexibility even after offices start reopening. The software maker said in a blog post that while returning to office is optional for most employees for now, Microsoft was not committing to having every employee work remotely. The Redmond, Washington-based company had about 163,000 full-time employees as of June.
Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and his family are quarantining at home after being exposed to a member of their security detail who tested positive for coronavirus. The trooper drove with the governor on Saturday before finding out about his positive test. Beshear and his family have tested negative so far, but the governor says they've gone into quarantine out of caution. Beshear says he hopes he's setting a good example and keeping others around him safe. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Deakless Mountaineer.
And Melanie.
The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. And we're talking about this USA Today article here that's suggesting that a civil war is possible. And that is a concern that many Americans have, I guess is what it's doing. And it's a concern that I have, because I don't know how one starts, and I don't know how we define what a civil war is. I don't think that we're talking military, rolled out against one side or the other, but there's a great deal of tension out there.
Usually civil wars have a government and another government.
Usually.
Or at least a presumptive government and another presumptive government.
Yeah. So if you're incompetent, it's a civil war. If you're incompetent, it's really just civil unrest.
So you have to make a few broad generalizations, but that's kind of what nations are, right? So do we have a group of city dwellers that prefer the Democrats over the Republicans and are angry at some level of subjugation? I would say, yeah, we've got that. That's a fair description. Do we have country dwellers who prefer the Republicans over the Democrats and fear an unfair election and thus a form of subjugation?
Yeah, but I'm very skeptical about the possibility of there being sufficient leadership on the Republican side to carry out a civil war, to be honest.
Do you mean a like military leadership?
Sure. For example, like I have no problem believing that there would be sufficient unity under the Democratic Party leadership to carry out a civil war. but the Republican Party leadership isn't sufficient for anything like that right now.
Well, I don't know. Maybe you're helping me formulate how this could work, but if you think that the Democrats are sufficiently organized, then could the military be used to quell that organization, if they're violent, that violent organization?
It'd be very difficult right now because of the current commander-in-chief. Now, well, post-January, maybe.
Well, hold on. So the military is, by and large, Republican. Military leadership. So military enlisted men vote about 50-50, you know, like the rest
and
of us do.
We always kind of work off the assumption that they're going to tell the foot soldiers exactly what they're doing and why. That's not how it usually works. They don't, they don't tell the military that goes to Afghanistan, hey, we would really like to preserve our status as world reserve currency, so why don't you go kill a bunch of kids? They don't tell them that. They're like, there are some terrorists. They blow up our buildings. Like, that guy did it in the hut. There's no reason why they would magically become truthful for a domestic uprising and say,
sure,
these people.
But it's going to be pretty easy to tell that you're on American soil. And I think there are a surprising number of...
But they're going to lie to them about who their targets are.
Posse Comitatus was retired under the Bush administration, so military can operate on U.S. soil. But
legally,
the reason that you have boots on the ground, the reason you need infantry is to hold ground. The United States government doesn't need to hold the United States. It already has it. No one's disputing the land. So I would say, I'd ask this question, is do we have the ability to run computerized warfare in so much as we can, you know, have drones to do targeted bombings and assassinations? Do we have the ability to basically, you know, take down people's internet en masse, a city's internet, if that's what they needed to do? I think that, I don't know what it would look like, and I don't know how many bodies we're talking about here either. I don't know. And I'm not
potentially the very first robot war.
I'm not rubbing my hands over, hoping that this occurs. I'm quite the opposite, but I see a formula for something that could look like a civil war, civil unrest. I don't know what it would look like, and I don't know what the outcome would be, and I don't know what else to say, but let me go through some of these statistics here. This is from the YouGov poll, 2,000 registered voters, found that nearly half think that the election, they disagree with the idea that the election is likely to be fair and honest. So they say, are basically saying, this is double negative here, the election will not be fair and honest. And slightly more than half, so instead of 47%, 51% won't generally agree on who is legitimately elected president of the United States. So they're not saying that they won't, but they won't say that there's a general consensus on who is legitimately elected president of the United States. The online poll was conducted October the 1st and 2nd and has a margin of error of almost 3 percentage points. So basically, somewhere near half of Americans do not expect the election to be fair, and do not expect the outcome to be accepted. That's bad news.
And if you don't think that the outcome will be, you know, obvious and accepted, then you're a lot less likely to accept it yourself.
Right. I mean, you know, at this point, do I think the election is going to be fair? Hell no, I don't. I didn't think they were fair to begin with. I was surprised to see Trump win. I know the Democrats were surprised to see Trump win. You can see pictures all over the internet of surprised Democrats. And are they working to make sure that
to the heavens?
Yeah. Are they working to make sure that that doesn't happen again? Yes. If they are working to make sure that that doesn't happen again, are some of them on either side willing to participate in nefarious activity? Absolutely.
Nefarious activity in politics? Perish the thought.
In addition to a YouGov poll, another YouGov poll here, 1,500 voters found that 56% said that they expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. More than half expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. This question is a margin of error of 4.2% percentage points. So, again, basically that same half of Americans, they don't believe the election is going to be fair, they don't believe people are going to accept the result, and they expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. Now, I'm not saying that there's going to be civil unrest, except Yeah, there's going to be civil unrest.
There is civil unrest now.
Right. I mean, how much more? Does it go from, how does it multiply? Does it go from one shooting a week to two shootings a week to four shootings a week to eight shootings a week? What does it look like?
Until it's enough to have popular support for a government overreaction, which it's hard to overreact to a riot, but it can be done.
But right now you have government agents that were sent out and they were disappearing people. Just very recently, they were going and they were grabbing people without arrest, with civil rights violations, a whole variety of things that were going on. And look, in war, you don't worry about civil rights violations.
But they were doing it to the rioters. They weren't enacting general totalitarianism,
sure,
using the riots as an excuse.
And I wouldn't expect that general totalitarianism would occur in the vast majority of the United States. But the vast majority of the United States doesn't have a large population. In population centers, it might.
If you're abducting random leaders of protests, that's pretty darn totalitarian.
Well, were they abducting random leaders of protests, or were they abducting random leaders of riots? Because those are two very different things.
There is a very blurry line between
those.
No,
there's not.
No, there really is a very blurry line between protest and riot in this particular case.
A protest is asking for something. A riot is when you go and break things and steal things and hurt people.
Protests are very frequently demanding something rather than asking for it. I mean, so...
But if you just say, I demand X, and that's all you do...
Okay.
You're asking for...
For one thing, in Portland, I know that what would usually happen is that you would have a protest until about 9 or 10 o'clock.
P.M.?
Yeah, P.M. And then at 9 or 10 o'clock, that protest would morph, partly from a shift of people there and partly from a shift of attitude, but it would change from a protest into a riot.
And that's
exactly...
But
that means that there are two different things if it can change from one to the other.
Well, the fact is that we have been led to believe that peaceful protesters are setting buildings on fire by some in the media. And there certainly have been peaceful protesters, and there certainly have been burning buildings. And I don't know who's doing what, but, it doesn't look good. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE as in freedom. And we're reading a story here from USA Today about Americans' concerns surrounding, a peaceful transition of power coming up here in this election. I think a lot of people are waiting to see what happens before they really know what to do. I mean, you know, you don't want to participate in some sort of violent uprising if the result was going to be what you wanted it to be in the first place. So, it's a concern. The number 855-450-3733. I want to tell you about Freedom's Phoenix. It's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. Do you want the newest and freshest stories and perspectives on current events from those who value liberty? FreedomsPhoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch, which I get, by the way, and it's twice daily now, is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. That's FreedomsPhoenix.com. And as an endorsement, I get probably 200 emails a day, and most of them, you're lucky if I read the subject line before I delete it, because I got to get through and do the stuff that I got to do. Nobody pays me for looking at the emails that I get. However, I always read freedomsphoenix.com from front to, top to bottom. So there you go. Freedoms with an S, Phoenix.com. Back to the article. Now, if you'll remember, this article is one of those written with a couple of people invited. So here's a voter. His name's Fry. Fry and many other Trump supporters. For Fry and many other Trump supporters, the concern over the election's legitimacy is tied to the largely unproven, with a link, claims Trump has raised about potential fraud involving millions of mail-in ballots that already have begun to pour in to election offices around the nation.
Now, what I've seen on that is that while there's not a huge amount of voter fraud that does happen in general anyway, it is much higher in mail-in voting. But mind you, that's a difference of like, it goes from like 1% to 4% or something like that.
Well, 4% will decide an election. Mm-hmm. in certain battleground counties. And this basically puts into the hands of one mail carrier, in some cases, some of the most important votes. And
that's one thing. I mean, every step of the way, whether it's just someone opening your particular mailbox while you're not home, the mail carrier, just every single step of the way from when you put it in to when it gets counted, they're just so, it's just such terrible security.
Right. So the difference between an absentee ballot is what they call chain of custody. Basically, I had an absentee ballot this year. I faxed a request to the government of the Commonwealth of Northern Mariana Islands asking for my ballot. And, pardon me, they sent it to me. I'm off island because it's a FEMA declared emergency. And when it stops, I'll be back. But they sent me my ballot. I filled it out. I put it in the way they asked me to. We slid it back into one of those blue mailboxes, not the thing at the end of the driveway. Now, remember, a lot of Americans can't necessarily make it to the blue mailbox. If they can't make it to a polling place, or they can't put together the skill set to get a driver's license or a government form of ID, then how in the world are they going to make it to a mailbox? I don't know.
Well, and even then, I mean, that is still a point of vulnerability. I mean, like I said, there is a huge tendency for people in certain areas to vote certain ways. So if you oppose that particular way that this area votes, I mean, what's to, you know, keep you from putting a hose in that blue mailbox that everyone uses? Apart from it being a federal crime.
Well, what do you mean put a hose? Like a water hose?
Yeah.
And just drenching everything and making all the mail useless?
Yeah.
Yeah, certainly could happen. Yeah, anyway, it's a difficult situation, and I don't trust this mail system, and I don't... well, I was explaining the difference between an absentee ballot and a mail-in ballot. A mail-in ballot, on the other hand, is sent out to presumably every voter in the given area to the address that they have listed on their ballot, with the hopes that they will return it, and the hopes that somebody who finds it doesn't fill it out and return it for them. Some Americans have lived at the same place for 40 years. This system will probably work for them. Some Americans have moved every 2 years of their entire lives. And you can't presume to know where people are going to be. I know that currently that my name is on the voter rolls in a town in which I haven't lived for some time. So, there you go. The concern of the election, yeah, that have already begun to pour into election offices around the nation. We would be foolish not to at least accept that it's a real thing that happens sometimes. And I just worry it's going to happen in a greater numbers this year, Fry said. A Marine veteran who owns a dental management company in Ohio, and lots of my friends think the same thing. Lots of Americans, as mentioned here earlier, with basically half of Americans thinking that, according to this poll, they disagree that they think that the election is unlikely to be fair and honest. They think that the legitimacy of the election is liable to be questioned generally, and that they expect to see an increase in violence as a result of the election. So, you know, I don't disagree with Mr. Fry here. For Edelman and the other Biden supporters, the worry is that Trump's unrelenting criticism of the mail-in ballots and his refusal to agree to a peaceful transition of power if he loses is the proof that he'll stop at little to reverse what Edelman believes to be an electoral defeat, given polls showing that Biden with a significant lead nationally. Now, I'm more interested in Biden's lead in states as opposed to a national poll because, yeah, Hillary won the national vote and Trump beat her in, electoral college. So national polls don't matter. I don't care what people in Hawaii and California think.
And even state by state, I mean, she was leading those polls and didn't win.
There's only a handful of states that really matter, for at least for polling purposes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, if you live in a state that is thoroughly red or thoroughly blue, then you might as well vote for the Libertarian, because, you know, your state's going to go
the
direction it
goes. Well, that was Walter Block's suggestion for last election. If you live in a purple state, vote for Trump. If you live in a red or blue state, vote for whoever it was.
Walter Block claiming the banner of libertarianism and often making controversial claims.
Well, that's kind of his thing, defending the indefensible, you know.
Well, it certainly seems like a reasonable suggestion in that case. I mean, if you really like one candidate over the other, and you live in a swing state, then it's a lot more reasonable to vote the lesser of two evils than if you live in a state that you know which way it's going. You may as well vote your conscience.
Yeah, voting becomes a lot more morally complex when you live in a purple state, which New Hampshire is one.
Voting becomes morally complex if you live in a purple state. Can you...
It becomes more morally complex when you live in a purple state, at least for... I mean, specifically for presidential elections and in elections where you have R, D, and L.
Okay.
So, an actual L. Not an LP. I mean, they're going to be listed as LP, but an actual good candidate who has no chance of winning. Because if you live in a thoroughly red state or a thoroughly blue state, it's really easy to be like, well, this is what's the result's going to be. It's a foregone conclusion. I already know, so I'm going to vote for the anarchists just as a F you to the system. If you live in a purple state, your vote might matter for some things. So it becomes so do I vote for the, quote, right person who's not going to win and lose the election, or do I vote for somebody who's evil, but...
You know, you can vote for one person and root for another, because the vote is so mathematically insignificant when we're talking about a president. I mean, you take your least populous state, that would be a purple state, and I don't know which one it is, but New Hampshire's in the running for that.
It might be New Hampshire.
Yeah, New Hampshire's in the running for that. I believe it was the closest as far as ballots... It swung for Hillary, but only barely in this 2016 election. I think it was only 1,500 votes or something to that effect, which we know that Florida was 500 votes separating back in 2000, and that was quite controversial. New Hampshire wasn't controversial. Nobody seemed to care. But it could have gone the other way. But 1,500 still isn't one. And one is all the votes that you get.
There's probably at least 1,500 people still in the porcupine community in New Hampshire. We could swing the election by either not voting or effectively not voting.
What is effectively not voting?
Voting for
Joe Jorgensen
or, you know, your cousin, or Phil, because we have write-ins in New Hampshire, so
people do, other
than the two.
Yeah, people do vote for, you know, Mickey Mouse and these sorts of things, and those votes could go someplace else, changing the result, but, you know, they're their votes and they get to decide. 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE here on Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? You kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said.
Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendo.